Members of the community are now standing guard over a Black Lives Matter mural in the East Bay. As KCBS's Matt Bigler tells us, the couple who tried to deface that street art on the 4th of July remains at large.
The couple that tried to paint over the Black Lives Matter mural has reportedly been outed on social media, but so far no citations have been issued. Supporters of the BLM movement are concerned that vandals may strike again, and some are standing guard by the courthouse where the street mural is located.
All that racist stuff and all that, I don't believe that's not going to happen on our watch. I mean, it'll be probably 100,000 people joining forces, man, for one cause.
Patrick Langley visited the mural yesterday, along with Jasmine Kenya, who is half white, half Filipina.
There are definitely a lot of supporters of this, so I don't want that the people who are doing the Black Lives Matter movement feel that they don't have support from the other side. Also, there definitely is support with all races.
The mural was sanctioned by the city. Martinez police have made a related arrest. 30-year-old Joseph Ozuna was taken into custody on Sunday after allegedly pointing a gun at Black Lives Matter supporters. In the East Bay, Matt Bigler, KCBS.